welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. One of the great things about craft beer, and beer in general for that matter, is visiting some of the wonderful places where it's served. Dive bars, pubs, taverns, brew pubs, or tap room. There are some amazing spots out there to wet your whistle. We had a little round table recently at Wooden Lakes Brewing with some of the staff. The only qualifier was that you were there that day. The topic, what's your favorite bar in the world? Seth Cook kicked us off.
Well, there's a lot of bars that we did when we were researching this project. One of my favorite is the Porterhouse over in London. The Porterhouse, it's a brewery. They usually have 5 to 10 beers on tap. The only way to describe this place is like this eccentric, steampunk-esque bar where they have brass everything. The bookshelves are lined with beer bottles that are backlit. Some of the glasses, the windows to go to the street are like a double-faced cupboard that have beers in them. There's these little pockets of seating areas and tables and pubs. It is really, really cool. I actually sent Brant there once. It was this year that I made you get over there.
Yeah, it was just a few months ago. They have an upstairs area, a main level area, seating right outside. A lot of people were there after work. They left work, and the place was packed. It was a fun time being there.
And how's the beer?
It was really good, actually, and it was really good. They had a selection of house-made cask beers, so I mean, if you're in London, you're going to pull something off the cask. They had a bitter that was really good. They had an English IPA that was fairly decent, and then they had actually a couple beers that they drifted into the American style, so that we did a flight there. Kind of special in my heart is that Steve and I, Brant didn't know this, Steve and I decided to bring Brant on board over beers at the Porterhouse. And I never told you that. That was the place that we decided, like, we should bring Brant. He should help us brew the brewery. So there you go, Brant. Now, surprise.
Melissa Eisenbraun, one of the newer pub keeps at Wooden Legs, first went with an old bar in a lighthouse in Homer, Alaska called the Salty Dog, but changed her mind to a hometown bar.
My favorite bar is my hometown bar in Quinn, South Dakota. Two-Bit Saloon.
The Two-Bit Saloon?
Yep, it actually burned down a couple years ago, but they rebuilt it. It's not as good as the first one, but it's the best because, well, I basically grew up there. It was kind of like a little babysitting service. So when the parents came home, they went to the bar, and we all went and played pool. But we also had chicken fights.
I don't know if that's supposed to be on the radio.
Hopefully they don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
Not since it burned down.
Don Choate is the brewer at Wooden Legs, and he chose an Irish gem.
I can't remember the name. Verily, it may not have had a name. It was about 45 miles west of Galway, Ireland, and it was the very stereotypical Irish pub. You walk in, and there's a long-haired gray guy that was perpetually drying a glass, and he gives me a nod and recognizes me as an American. And I, step up to the bar and say, I'll have one. And he's like, American, I suppose you want the shamrock one in the foam. And I said, no, I don't want that. But it was a really good experience. I talked with a lot of locals because it wasn't in Galway. It was very much outside of Galway. And
so like a little village pub. Right?
Yes, it was. Absolutely awesome. Was. And then I ended up staying there the rest of the afternoon into the evening until the very late evening. And I learned a lot about Irish culture, pub culture, that the bars will close, but you don't have to go home. And then that's when the real color comes out. You know, they start playing music. They start singing old Irish songs, and there's no one shy about getting up and singing a song. It doesn't matter if you can't sing at all. It was a great atmosphere, and I drank a lot of Guinness that evening. It's one of those places where you could only drink Guinness. It was like you shouldn't drink anything but Guinness. Don't even ask for anything but Guinness. But it was such a testament to the culture and what you would expect from Ireland, and it just didn't disappoint, and it's always stuck with me.
More favorite bars on Beer Untapped right after this. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk favorite bars. Joe Ramsdahl is kitchen manager at Wooden Legs. His favorite bar also in a foreign country.
My favorite bar has got to be in Jamaica at the at Ocho Rios, the Sandals Resort there. The bars open up at 10 a.m. They don't close till 2 a.m. I never saw a closing, but I was always there for an opening. And that is where my Red Stripe love has come from. many pictures of Red Stripe, and pictures of Red Stripe. It's horrible, but it's great.
It was all inclusive, right?
It was an all inclusive.
So you could have whatever you wanted there.
Yep,
and you ordered Red Stripe.
Yes, there was two beers on tap: Red Stripe and Red Stripe Light. Red Stripe Light was really good.
Brent Mathiasen is Wooden Leg's co-owner. He travels a lot and has more than one favorite. Here are a couple.
I've tried to make it a career of visiting, whenever I travel domestically or internationally, of finding, asking the locals, finding that little place to go to. And at times, Romania reminds me of a place. When I was in Bucharest, there was the sign was like 1 foot by 1 foot square to find this little place, and it was in the basement of a building, and all of the tables were hand carved, and it originally was potato storage and grain storage down there is what the place started out as, and they turned it into a little bar, local beers, everything was in liter bottles, and every beer was like $1.60. So I was pretty sure I had found heaven. That place was great, a lot of fun, a lot of great people. They loved practicing their English with us. It was a university area, really fun times. To reach to the other side of the world, Australia, I've had quite a few great ones there. I've had a ton of round, everywhere. I could tell you a place somewhere to go in almost any city I've been to. But we found a Four Pines Brewing Company, and it was named Four Pines because of in World War II, when Australians were protecting their giant island, there was a particular base that was named Four Pines, and they had guns hidden behind four pine trees is how they got the name of their place. A really fun little brew pub down there.
And then one final related question from Seth that we all answer.
The one city in the United States that you can drive to that is the best place to get beer. We'll start, Joe.
Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's hard to beat.
That's not bad. Perry?
Chicago.
My favorite place that we've driven to would be Key West, Florida. They've got all kinds of little bars down there.
I am going to state a city I have not been to yet, but I hear the craft beer scene is up and just charging full force forward, and that's Duluth, Minnesota.
You know what? It's been a long time since I've been West River, but West River, South Dakota.
Yeah.
In the hills. Spearfish, Rapid City. A lot of good beers out there.
I'm going to go with Perry. I actually think Chicago's. I mean, they're all really good. The cool thing about Chicago is you get stuff from East Coast and West Coast, and there's good right in the middle, so that's probably the bang for your buck, one of the coolest
and
places.
Amazing
to
breweries.
And great food, so. Or Brookings, actually, that was my other answer. Brookings is the other answer.
Now let's check out what's happening to Brookings Liquor Store with Drew Eklund. Now on tap for your growler fill, one for sour fans.
From Moylan's, it's Lonely Tarts Club. 20 cents an ounce. This is a Flanders Red Ale for all you sour beer lovers out there. This one is a mouth puckerer. It's got some kick to it. Both sweet and sour cherries dominate this beer. It's a pretty straightforward, simple take on the style and really tasty if you're into sour beers.
Also, just in last week from a brand new brewer to the state, Bell's Brewing out of Michigan.
We have three out of the six that we're eventually going to have. Two Hearted Ale, which is an IPA that a single hopped, centennial hopped IPA, which I hear is phenomenal. We also have Oberon, which is a pale wheat ale. And then we have a double IPA, Hop Solution.
All three are highly rated beers, well worth checking out. That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.